All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Chip Linton with us. He is the CEO and co-founder of Coco Chew LLC, where he develops all-natural dog toys with the purpose of addressing the issue of poor dental health in our dogs. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So the first one we ask on this show is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
For me personally, it would probably be the story of how we kind of founded Coco Chew. I was visiting a buddy of mine in Maui, Hawaii. This was about 5 years ago now. And we're on the beach one day looking around, and all of a sudden, you know, coming from Boston, I live in Boston. And so, you know, way far away from tropical climates, things like that. And so I looked around and I started seeing all these dogs chewing on coconuts, you know, almost like a dog would with sticks up in, you know, northern climates. And so I was just kind of curious about that, and you kind of hear coconut everything nowadays. And, so I just decided to ask some veterinarians down there if coconut had any benefits to the dog's teeth as they chewed on them. And it turned out that they did. And, you know, as dogs chew on coconuts, really effective in cleaning their teeth and sort of just maintaining quality dental health for the dog. So that story right there, sort of without me, you know, having any plans or anything like that, that one moment in my life sparked something. It was, you know, almost that light bulb type moment that sort of, you know, set the track to where I am now. And so I think, you know, the message, I guess, that would come from that would just be, you know, for me, I was always somebody that was, you know, I aspired to be entrepreneurial. I always wanted to start my own thing. But, you know, I would always get so consumed with, you know, how am I going to do this? What are the steps? What's going to happen? And, you know, without me even trying to find something, all of a sudden something kind of just plopped in my lap like that. And so I guess the underlying message would just be, you know, you always have your eyes open. And, you know, if you do see a problem or you're curious about something, it's always good to, you know, ask, because you never know what will happen. So, you know, for me, it was a moment where I was like, okay, I've been searching. And, you know, this particular instance fell right into my lap just because I was kind of observing.
Mm-hmm. And then what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I would say, you know, from an industry standpoint, you know, what we're trying to address, I think, is just, you know, kind of a problem in general that people do have with their pets, which is the issue of poor dental health. It was something that I didn't really know starting, you know, Coco Chew. I was just like, hey, you know, we can make some coconut toys. But after speaking with a lot of vets and things like that, we really did learn just how much of a problem this issue of dental health within our pets is. You know, for us, if we don't brush our teeth every day, you know, we're going to start to get really, really sick. If we just decided to go to the dentist without actually brushing our teeth, we'd start having a lot of problems, and our pets are no different. So, you know, for me, if you do have a dog, or, you know, any animal at home, it is really important to just be kind of addressing their dental health in some form, whether it's with our products or, you know, another product out there. That's one piece of advice that I'd really like to give and kind of share with people, is take care of your dog's health and take care of your, you know, dog's teeth as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, man, I don't think I've even heard this issue really addressed. You know what I mean? Like, I've had multiple dogs growing up, and like, I don't know. I mean, I was a kid, so I never really thought about it, but this is the first I'm ever hearing it be addressed. So this is like pretty interesting.
That's cool. Yeah. Thank you.
So next one is, what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
I would say just, believe in yourself, especially when no one else does. For me, for a long time, especially living in Boston, things like that, there was no answer to how I'm going to find coconuts in Boston or, things like that. I was told no by a lot of people that, this isn't going to work. But I had this burning belief for this business and for this product that kept carrying and carrying year after year after year, and something that I really just couldn't shake. And, I think that was kind of the universe's way of telling me, hey, you got to go for this. I think ultimately it's that belief in, yourself and your product and your business that's going to push you through the hardest times. It's not something that you can necessarily fake either. If you do notice, hey, I'm not really passionate about something, my suggestion is, drop it and find something new while you still have the time. It's why for me, it was, instantaneously I knew, hey, this is going to be what I'm going to be doing. And so for people who might be aspiring to, go down the entrepreneurial road, I would just say, just believe in yourself as much as possible and your product and your business and what you're selling, because, that's going to be the only belief sometimes that you have when everyone else is telling you no.
And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Sort of segueing off what I just said, it's okay not to, I would tell myself it's okay not to have all the answers right now. For a long time, especially when I was starting Coco Chew, and even before that, as I kind of alluded to earlier, my mind was always filled with how am I going to do this? How am I going to, achieve these goals? How am I going to become the person that I want to be? When there was just no clear path in sight. If I could go back and just speak to myself, I'd say, it's okay not to have all the answers right now. If you just continue that personal development and growth, the rest really does begin to start to fall into place. And so, if I could have spent a little less time filling my head with, okay, how am I going to do this? And, almost building that little anxiety within myself where, there weren't any answers at that time. If I could have just taken a step back and focused more big picture, I think that would have been a great piece of advice.
And then, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
I'm sure you get this all the time, but really just doing what you love, regardless of other people's opinions or, what they may say about it. If you're able to free yourself, I think, from the opinions of others and really focus on you and developing you, there's a sense of freedom that begins to come from that. And you start to really be able to block out the noise and, that I call the birds, kind of just chirping in your ear all the time. So I think, if you're able to sort of take a step back from all that noise and, really focus on yourself, your opinion of yourself is really the only thing that matters at the end of the day. And so, once you're able to sort of block out that noise, I think it becomes a lot easier for you to become more happy and more focused on your own personal happiness and being able to develop that side of yourself.
And then what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
My favorite book I ever read was Think and Grow Rich, by Robert Kiyosaki. It's one of the more famous business books, but for me, the main thing that I learned from Robert was I always was consumed with how he defined success, and he would frame success, in a way that was more time and financial freedom rather than maybe the title that's attached to your name or, the seat that you're sitting in at the company or, winning the Super Bowl or anything like that. It's ultimately, having that time and freedom and financial freedom for yourself. He taught me essentially the meaning of what that phrase, the money will come kind of thing. And you know, not focusing so much on, you know, maybe the financial gains or anything like that, but really focusing on developing yourself personally and watching how other things will fall into place. So, you know, framing your thinking and shifting your focus points to things that really will develop you as a person, I've noticed has really started to pay off, you know, in dividends years later.
Absolutely. And I just to clarify, because I think, is it Napoleon Hill, do you mean? Or because Think and Grow Rich?
No, you know what? I have these written down. I actually meant to write down Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Oh, gotcha, sorry, gotcha. Okay.
I did not. So I had, those are two of my favorite books, are Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Think and Grow Rich. Both phenomenal books. But I apologize for that. I did Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
No worries. I just want our listeners not to be looking for, they're like, this is not the right
author. Right, the wrong book. We'll check them both out.
Yeah, no, they're both phenomenal books. So it's actually a good mess up. So both are great. So the next one is, what's your favorite quote and why?
This one, I always loved this even from elementary school. And it was by Albert Einstein, actually. And he said, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid. And that resonates with me. And I think it could with a lot of people, just because it really showcases, I think, what I've been kind of echoing throughout this, which is that, you know, you got to find those inner strengths and those, you know, points of focus and characteristics within yourself that make you unique. And, you know, everyone does have their own strengths that are, you know, better than the others around them. And I think if you're able to really hone in on those and focus on yourself, and again, just the personal development side of things, it makes it a lot easier to sort of block out the noise from, you know, other people maybe telling you, oh, you can't do this, or you're not able to do this. So, you know, if you're really in belief of yourself or your product or whatever it is that you're doing, I think that this quote really exemplifies what that really means. It's just, you know, true freedom, really being free of anyone else's opinions.
Absolutely, man. Well, dude, thank you so much for coming on. The last one I got for you is, where can our listeners best connect with you online and then find more about your business online as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. So personally, the best way to reach out to me would probably be through Instagram at Chip Linton, just no space. And then for anything business-wise, we're always trying to refer people to our Instagram, which is just Coco Chew LLC. Or our website, www.cocochewllc.com. You can order the toys right off of there, shoot us messages, things like that. Those would be the best avenues to reach us at.
Perfect, man. Thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, Tyler, thanks for having me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.